It's the first time to make me feel comfortable in my body. Like,
you are the man you are today because of me. No, yeah.
No, but like, saying, I like you so much. These are my friends.
These are my friends.
I want to date you. I want to marry you in the future.
Whoa. You're taking it too far.
You guys don't know how to situationship properly.
Like a situationship, or is that a friend with benefit? Wow, you've broken the matrix. If you want it.
And catamarans down this boat. Who's what's going on? Shibuya Malum YouTube, and welcome back to Malum's Mic Season 2.
Welcome.
Episode 2. You see a new face. We got Best J Nobe and the
new face. See,
Best is a classic. Best is a classic. Big done.
It's a new face on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Definitely.
So, if you guys don't know, we started off with the sit down ZA back in the day.
When
I was trying to basically find people to work with, we were testing everyone. And this is on the first episode that he stayed and was a part of the cast for the longest time. So we brought him back today.
I didn't even know I was on the first episode.
First ever.
It was you, it was Bang, it was Nene, it was Kiffy.
I do remember.
It was on the first episode. So we said, let's bring this bro because obviously he's a great conversationalist. And
everybody who watched before probably missed Best.
Yeah, people have been saying, bring Best.
So sweet.
So if you guys don't know who Best is A and... Dog, I feel like you're an award-winning graphic designer.
I am.
He's an award-winning graphic
designer.
This
nigga's had his billboards and work in New York.
Yeah, New York. I do.
You graphics, lit. Arts.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a human doing dope shit.
Yeah, he's a human doing dope shit. He's done a lot of my work. He's done a lot of my branding, looking from Jolo, I YouTube, and even Malume's mic, like all the branding you see, all the lower thirds, all the thumbnails, everything you do is Best. You see that it is Best. And yeah, man, he's the best in the game. He's done a lot of album covers.
Your name's
he's done stuff for Tron Pie. He's done stuff for Tando and Jay. Who else have you done stuff for?
A lot of people.
Universe is rude.
Yo. Lucas, it's like it's Lucas's first podcast. Put your phone on silent.
People don't understand that I'll be doing great things. That's crazy.
Anyway, so saying Best, what else have you done?
Work for Tando and Jay, Tron, Tato, Rory,
so
Madiope, Jazz Groupies, FMB.
It's a long list.
It's a long list.
Yeah, man. So we decided to bring him onto the podcast because we miss them and we love having conversations with them. And today's different. I don't know. Hey, guys, the best one, Joel. I don't know.
Hey, Best one, Joel. Hey, how are we getting with this conversation?
You get a different perspective from the man with Ajola.
Best is girlfriend. If you're listening to this, this is not this is true. He's just trying to entertain the audience.
No, but honestly, like I think the perspective you'd probably give would be like from a different time.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He'll speak about the different times in his life.
Like now, obviously, you can't relate. Yeah. It's us, the street kids.
I was saying that because today's conversation is about situationship etiquette. We're basically speaking about what you should be doing in a situationship and what you shouldn't be doing, what you should be doing, the rules, what's happening. Because we've been in a bunch of situationships and I feel like you guys don't know how to situationship properly.
And my thing is with situationships, are they like a planned outcome or is it like a consequence of fear?
Okay, wait, before that, what is a situationship? Let's define.
Oh, we need to define.
I'll let you define it because
I'm going to try. I don't think I have any grounds to define a situation, but I'll try as far as I
can. No, but you've been in a couple. You just describe your experience.
Amen. Amen. I think a situationship is basically, it's basically a relationship without the title. It's we don't know what we really are. It's like a trial. It's like when, you know, when you do the 7-day trial on Netflix and you're not sure whether you want to subscribe or not. Yeah, it's that gray area. So it's that transition period if anything is going to transition.
I mean, I have a different definition of a situation.
Okay, what's yours?
For me, it's basically friends with benefits. It's like I see you, you see me, let's try this out. No intentions, let's have a good time and let's enjoy each other. And then for me, my favorite line, which the woman hate, let's go with the flow and see what's happening.
And they're probably screaming right now. let's go with the flow.
I do think I agree with Lucas because I think friends with benefits and situationships are totally different. Like,
yeah, friends with benefits, they have no end goal except for...
You know what situationship is? It could be... undefined. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
we're just in a situation.
It's in the air.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Which doesn't give you the freedom to be hurt.
To be hurt.
Because people get hurt in the situation.
People get hurt regardless. Anyway, in a relationship, people get hurt. Outside of a relationship,
marriage,
situationship is no special. It's not special compared to all of them.
True.
Just that you go fetch it.
Yeah. So have you guys been in a situationship?
Yes.
Should I start?
I think we all have.
I think we all have. Fail, I think we all have. it's very seldom for guys not to have been in a situation. Because you know why? I think a situation is stupid. It's a guy's construct. Because let me think about it. It only works for homies, in my opinion. What I've realized is that women are more ready to get into a relationship. More often than if you are the right guy for her and she sees that, and they see that very early compared to us.
Yeah.
They're already like, okay, yeah, if this nigga asks me out, I'm with him, whatever. And they are so ready for that. Like, I don't know what's the difference. Or maybe it's just me. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I get that.
And at the same, I want to see what's going to happen. I want to see how this thing is going to play out.
We want to do a thorough risk analysis. What's happening?
Because we are afraid of vulnerability.
Do you snore? Do you drool? What do you do?
Snoring is not a red flag. It's not a red flag.
So how many situationships have you guys been in?
Who's counting?
Count now. I can give you 15 seconds to count.
Hey Joe, I think
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
A lot.
I think maybe two or three. Yeah.
You've been single for a long time, Lucas. I'm sure yours is 20.
Yeah, like I keep saying, I think in growing up, I feel like I've only had one relationship in like my awareness state. Like being very conscious of what's happening. Somebody's emotions are involved here. I only count one relationship. Either than that, everything's very situationship like.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it can even be 50 then.
What do you mean, 50 what?
50 situationships.
Whoa. Who's counting? Is the question.
I've had a couple.
Oh, what's a couple? You see, now you're just like, what's a couple?
A couple is two.
Like this year.
It starts at two.
A couple starts at two.
I've had a dozen.
A couple of dozens?
Yeah. I mean, this was my first year single in a long time. Yeah,
no, you've had another single moment with us.
Because before Mo, I was dating Kivy.
But the transition period between Mo and Kivy
was fast.
Was it?
It was.
Like, how long did that last for?
I was single for like 4 or 5 months.
Really?
I think it was the exact same year.
It was the exact same year.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's
renewed,
wild.
Just renewed the contract.
Oh, Joel, dog.
Then from Vodacom to Telkom.
Oh, Joel.
But yeah, so this year, I was a bit like, I had a lot of fun. Maybe like 10 situationships. Like,
running numbers like, oh, my 10.
That's me just having fun.
Yeah, like I meet a girl, talk to you. You're nice. Yeah. Actually, you're beautiful.
But how far does it get? When do you consider it a situationship? Because sometimes you can just have some interest in somebody. But like, there's an interest of like, we'll speak for like a day.
I'll call it a situationship when I've seen her more than 3 times in the space of like 2 weeks.
When you see her, you mean like chilling together, spending time together.
Grabbing lunch, yeah. Netflix and chill. Yeah.
So you've done this 20 times?
15.
I'm not 10. Okay, all right.
Okay, that one, maybe not 10. Maybe 6.
Your situationship is just La Jola without the title or the benefits of John. Like, you don't expect someone to be loyal to you.
Yeah.
Because you're not open to having a relationship with them.
Speaking of that, like, what I think there has to be like some level of like loyality to the situation.
No, that's the reason why it's a situationship. That's why we're having this podcast, because guys, there's so many unwritten rules.
Damn, I'm doing it wrong.
No. We're not going to Jola.
Yeah. Am I?
I think we should speak about the rules.
That's what I want to understand.
For us and for the audience. Yeah.
I think, yeah, because there's so many misinterpretations about situations, because some people have expectations. You can't help it. Like, if we're spending too much time alone, it's only natural for me to expect.
Oh, you just triggered me.
Ah, trigger alert. TW. So, like, you know, sometimes if you're spending too much time with somebody, right, it's only natural for you to expect them to pick up the phone when you call them.
Mm. Listen to me. I hear you, I'm just saying. No, for sure. Obviously, you naturally like start getting certain benefits because you get used to it. It's like, you know, they say stick to the, like, be consistent in your actions.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I'm going to say, yo, I don't want anything serious, I'm going to see other people, and I explain myself, and then I treat you well.
Chicken, you do that.
That's what I do.
No, but like, can you? You know, I always feel like best. I don't know. Like, I always feel like if I tell somebody, I'm seeing other people. It's done.
You're taking yourself out the question.
No, sometimes. I feel like it. Because, you know, I didn't
tell my brother, but it makes them like, they want to change you. They put in everything. they do everything to become the only one. And that's not the reason why I do it, but I'm just saying that's what I've seen.
But
it's a benefit.
But you know what I feel like, though? It's like, if I tell, like how Biz just mentioned that, it feels like okay, for me, say reverse the role. Babo tawe no, na mafana wa mate. I feel like for me,
I encourage
like,
it.
For me, don't tell me. The thing is not that I don't know. Compose.
No, because there's a time for you wanting to find a serious relationship, and there's time for you to have fun. So if you're having fun, you shouldn't care about what she's doing.
Yeah, maras compose, because then I don't care about it.
So you know what's happening. So you're not surprised when you're going to Nando's and then you see her. Hey,
I wouldn't be surprised because this thing is not defined. I'm not expecting anything from you.
Okay, okay. Have you guys had, ever had any like successful situationships?
Yeah,
I can confidently say yes, one.
Just
and
one.
It's because she's like my peer, like my age, same mindset, and she just understands what the hell we're doing. Like we can chill, force Majita for like 2 weeks, and then we can switch on and be like, yo, like let's kick it.
Oh, you mean successful like that? Like actually
successful like
that. Is that like a situationship or is that a friend with benefit?
Yeah.
It's very, there's a gray area.
But it's a friend with benefits.
But they're all in the same pool. Because
the thing about, that's why we were trying to define it. Mm. I feel like there's a difference between a friends with benefits and a situation.
Okay, but do you have any friends with benefits that have been successful?
That have turned into something else?
No, friends with benefits that have been successful.
No.
What is it? Like just stuck as,
that and there's that is being caught.
Yeah, that's a success.
Why did
that's,
it end?
Why did it end? Yeah. Because the benefit was not benefiting. It wasn't banging. It wasn't a banging benefit anymore. If to be, but I feel like situationship is muddy. It's gray. It's very, and we're not sure what's happening. It's very confused. Friends with benefits from the get go. You mention what's going on. You know what's happening. Mm. Don't expect anything from me. I'm not expecting anything from you. But when it's late at night and you've been drinking and you're feeling like, you know, you're
that's
in company.
That's the definition of my situationship.
Serious.
Yeah.
I see different situations.
But also, like situationships is just two people who are just afraid of commitment.
Yes.
Or like they fear.
Or not ready for it.
Or they fear that rejection or.
Yeah.
I don't know, some level of
Maybe
a nyag.
Or maybe it's not the time for that.
You're not sure.
Oh yeah, maybe it's not the time for that. Also, chaba mutsi so rai.
But at the same time, in my definition of friends with benefits,
you're killing
situations.
This mic thing with no headphones. Matlali, can you please watch Lucas and check how he moves his head with the mic? Excellent work.
Hey, Joe, I'm a professional in my own respect.
Yeah?
But that is so mad. Yeah. But like, I think. Like in my definition of like a situationship versus friends with benefits can become a situationship. I think it's about situationship is about not knowing what it is. Like it's not, there's a lot of emotions attached to it because like how you said with the insecurity stuff. I can feel that you feel me, but I'm not sure. We're spending too much time alone. I don't know what to call this. So everybody's confused. So people get expectations, even though they're not supposed to. It's muddy and it usually ends. It never, situationships.
Yeah, they never end well.
They never end well.
What's the difference between a situationship and a talking stage? Same thing, no?
No.
Talking stage.
It's
the beginning. Talking stage is I'm getting to know you before anything has happened.
Get FAQ.
Okay, then how do you
just asking?
That is brilliant.
Just asking questions. And then you move to another
what's
step.
What's your favorite color? Yeah, yeah. Where did you grow up?
Are you left handed, right handed?
FAQ.
Important questions like that.
Wow, you've broken the matrix.
I should say, because I'm very confused about all these different definitions. So I want people listening like at home now. Like comment down below, what's a situationship to you? What's a talking stage to you? And then what's like, what's the other one?
Friends with benefits.
And is it the same thing? Because I feel like it's the same thing, but they don't feel like it's the same thing. So you guys should let us know.
Why do you feel like it's the same thing?
Maybe it's the way I do it.
Okay, how do you do it?
Because for me, talking stage, I'm not talking to you to date you. I'm talking to you to get to know you.
Yeah.
Situationship, we're in a situation because I'm getting to know you, then it happens, maybe we don't know what we want. You get me?
Okay.
So I can see the difference is okay, cool. We don't know what we want. So I can say situationship is after talking stage. So we're talking, and it's a point where, I don't know what we want. Is it this situation? Might just stick us a situation.
Yeah.
I think friends with benefits is different away because it's like we've come to the agreement, myself and you, Matadi, we're going to be hooking up. Mara, don't call me or whatever.
Yeah.
But they all allude.
Yeah, to the same thing.
Is the word allude?
Yeah.
The word allude to the same thing.
I mean, if you're a Hong Hong.
The word allude to the same thing.
No, but I feel like we are on the same page. A part of me feels like we're on the same page.
No, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go into the etiquette of...
Yeah, now we can break it up.
Okay, pet names.
Ish. Am I a pet name?
Can you call your situationship baby?
Actually, I'm not in a relationship, you're a baby.
Is mama a pet name?
Mama?
No.
It's like, I think...
Kind of.
I'm a species.
Watch your mouth,
I have to watch my mouth. But there's certain. Okay, I feel like I have a vocabulary of certain words that I feel like I can use without any emotion attached to it.
Mfanaka is not a pet.
No, Mfanaka is very like sentimental for me. If I call you Mfanaka Joe, Mfanaka, Mfanaka. Like it's different. Mfanaka is different.
It's okay.
Mfanaka is different. Mfanaka
okay.
is right up there with putting my. What I wanted to explain was for me is like, there's certain words I can say, for example, love. Right, I can say, "Hey, love, how you doing?"
Yo, that's entitlement right there.
No, not my love. It's not my love. But my problem becomes my. If I put my at the beginning of my baby, my love, if I say my, then it's my entitlement. Mfanaka is my. It's my mfana. That's for me.
I get it.
It becomes sentimental if I.
It's your vocab.
If I add position to it, if I add something that belongs to me, not in that way.
Possession.
Not like, like it's something that belongs to me. Like I feel you feel special to me. You know, Mfanaka, my love, my baby.
So without the ma, they feel special to you in that instant, in that moment. After that, the check.
What do you mean? Like if I don't add my?
Yeah. You just call them love.
Yeah, like love. Like, hey, babe, like how the girls call each other, babe. Hey, babe, can you pass me the cup?
It's not the same, dog.
Actually, it's not.
You're
I'm
confusing
kidding.
The babies. I'm no, not going
to
lie.
The babies are different. No. When it comes to things like babe, those are too cute. I can't. That's definitely not a no-go area if I'm not serious about what's going to happen.
You can use the word love.
Yeah, love. Everybody uses love, dog. Love.
And niggas are jaded.
But my love.
So now, what would you guys do if like you're in a situationship and this girl calls you my love, she calls you baby, she calls you
Sounds like someone went, man.
No, but then what do you, I know you're going to react like that, but what would you actually do? Would you say,
depends.
Please don't call me that?
No, it depends.
No, you're just going to laugh it out.
No, but it depends. Not for me.
I know what I do.
What would you do?
Run with it.
Call me one.
My love.
You're what? Your love. Don't do it to yourself.
And you're never mean.
Quote unquote.
Close verbatim. Yeah. But for me, I feel like it depends. Like there's some situationships or some interactions where you can, like how you mentioned earlier, you are. It's not that it's not there. You're just afraid. What if I'm the only one interpreting the situation?
Exactly.
Actually, might not be all the case. But sometimes it feels like, what if I'm the only one interpreting the situation that way? And if that person does that, right, it kind of feels like a... If one will feel it to that extent, it feels like the doors are open and everything is very relaxed and I can be like, oh shit, okay, that means we are transitioning into that. And I'm happy for it because I kind of expected it.
Yeah. So there's no room for that conversation.
What conversation?
Like, let's call it, you can call each other pet names. Don't call me this, don't call me that.
It's not a conversation. It's not one of those things that needs a conversation. If it naturally feels like it and it's received accordingly, then I think it's the right time to transition. It's like sometimes, you know, when you get into a relationship, it's not because somebody asked or anything like that, but you can feel we've been spending too much time alone. It's always you. Every time I get good news, I want to tell you. If I get bad news, and then it makes sense. And you're like, you know what?
Oh,
I don't know, Joel, because clearly that's what we do.
Okay. I've got two things I want to ask you guys, man.
Yeah.
In a situationship, do you guys behave the same way as you'd behave with like your girlfriend? So now with your girlfriend, you know you're gonna hold her when you're gaming, you're gonna put her in between you when you're playing PlayStation, you're gonna be wiping her fucking control, patting down the edges, kissing on the cheek point. Would you do that in a situationship? Would you hold her hand like in the crib? Would you hold her hand?
In the crib, yes.
In the crib, would you hold like a situationship's hand?
Kamuntung.
Yeah, no, just you two. You're just you and
then why are we holding hands in
what are we doing?
Like, there's no PDA.
Would you go behind her and like hold her and kiss her?
Yeah.
Depends on how I feel.
So you wouldn't do it. No. So your situationship is just like you talk and you get along, you basically boys and then you smash.
Yeah. In a way.
Okay.
It's
so there's no affection. You look, guys, if you want to be in a situation, forget about affection.
No, but that's my
there
problem.
There should be affection.
I think personally, that's my problem. I can't switch off the affection. I don't think I can switch off affection. Like if this is moments I'm sharing with you, right? Yeah. I can't be cold about certain things. Joe, I'm gonna cuddle. I'm gonna laugh with you. I'm gonna have the time of my life. I might be stupid at the same time, but it doesn't necessarily.
I get you.
It hasn't transitioned, but. Yeah. At the same, what were you mentioning about the relationship, Shandis?
I was just comparing the two. Like, what did you do?
I think that the situationship, you wouldn't do relationship things because you're not comfortable enough to do that.
Oh, comfort.
Yeah, comfort.
So maybe the PDA.
So now what happens?
All these weird, like...
That's a safe space.
Yeah.
You know her, right?
She could be doing this with someone else.
And then, Bess, what would you do if you're in a situationship and then your hand basically, like, holds your hand or, like, puts her hand, like, across your...
myself.
In public.
In public. You're walking.
I'm not gonna lie, ne. The real nigga mean Kitori hi. But I'll run with it.
So you're gonna push her away?
No, I'm not.
You're gonna run with it?
I'm gonna run with it. Because if I push her away, yeah, that will hinder, you know, all the other things.
Everything becomes questionable.
It's pre-handhold, post-handhold. She's not gonna be the same. Because if you treat her differently in public, why are you treating me differently? Hey, when you're in private, treat me the same.
Yeah.
But that's when that's all I know.
It's tricky.
Now you need to answer some questions. It's like, why do you treat me different in public?
I was on a date in March. Recently, March. Is March still recent?
This year. Earlier this year.
Yeah. And I was talking to this girl with vibes. Ha ha he 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 he. And then now we stand up from the restaurant and she like puts her hand like this. She, guys, go to YouTube to watch this. But she basically, like, you know how to describe this?
Yeah, I get that.
No, describe for the audience. What's this?
Like you know when you're wrapping your hands or your arms around each other?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like wrapping arms and
then
walking.
She walks like that. And I was just there like, I guess
I'll just... you are not sure.
So I was there like, like 2 seconds. I was like, Then I was like, where's my... So I started padding for my phone or something. Yeah. And then I held my phone with that hand she was doing. And then she tried again. Then eventually I actually had to be like, yo, bro, like, please don't touch me like in public.
So you can be, like conscious of what should be and shouldn't be done, like
100%.
What is the problem? Was it that she's holding you the first time, or was someone seeing
you?
It was
two things.
Yeah,
I was recently just broken up with Mo.
Okay.
So it's like, now I don't want people to think I've got a new girlfriend. I just like, this is our first date,
and you're still healing, probably.
Yeah. Number two, like, dog, what are you doing?
That should be number one.
Lead with that.
Bro, like, at the restaurant, touch my thigh, low key. I don't know, like, do some cute shit. Like, you know, when you're talking to me, brush your hand over my hand.
Come mistaken,
Hold me like I'm like you're mine. Like, we're each other. I'm not yours. My sister.
There's a little too much for the stage we are in. There's certain things you can do. We can fool around and be stupid and you know, Mara, now you're out here hugging me and holding my hand.
And we're talking about this earlier, and I just forgot to bring it up. You see, when you have a situationship, most of the time you have rules.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you say what you're willing to do. Like, yo, I'm gonna see other people, or yo, I'm in this for the short run, or yo. So we said rules. So for example, my rules are, I'm seeing other people. Yeah. I'm not trying to find anything serious right now. I'm just having fun. I'd like to get to know you. We never know what can happen.
Yeah.
Just to sprinkle a little bit of hope. We never know what can happen.
Yeah. Keep reminding me. I'm going to
come in again.
I'm going to store thought. Yeah. I want to come back to something. Yeah.
So now what happened with this girl is that we were seeing each other. It was a vibe. 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months.
Now, 3 months.
Yes.
So now obviously, because we're chilling all the time, we're in each other's space, she starts developing certain expectations.
And can you blame her though?
But it's 3 months.
And that's why I bring, because earlier in the podcast you were saying that that's normal. But for me, it's like, dog, I gave us the code of conduct.
I get that.
How are you performing? How are you?
No, that's I feel like it's so unfair. How can I say this is the rules? And then now I just treat you well and I give you my time. Then you think that I want to be your boyfriend.
It's tricky. It's the mud we are talking about.
Like, if you feel like we're switching, ask me. Like, yo, I've been seeing we're chilling a little bit more. You know, it's getting comfortable. How do you like, what's happening right now? Like, ask me, what are we?
It's so the fear of ruining things.
So I can re-explain to you.
So I can bring you back down. Stop flying, come here.
But let me play devil's advocate. No?
Yeah.
Maybe her mind will change it. Because you spend
it up.
That's where I was trying to go with this whole when I said I was throwing a thought. It's that.
What are you thinking?
That your mind changes. Because her mind is changing.
But don't you think she should bring it up best?
She's afraid.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Fear. She knows the rules. That's why she's afraid.
You've made the rules. So there's no way she's going. She knows that if I mention it, right, I'm feeling a specific way. But if I bring it up and it becomes a conversation, I make it real.
Yeah.
And the answer I get is not what I want.
This is over.
This is over.
Yeah, this is weird now.
So it's a rock and a hard place. You need to choose. Are you willing to
say? I hear you say that. Rock, used to love that. Rock and a hard place.
Hey. Yeah. It's a sticky situation. So you need to decide of, is this conversation worth letting go of everything?
Right. Okay, so now let's say we all have situationships. And we have our friendship group. Would you guys put your situationship in your friendship group? Like, let's say I'm hosting a chillas.
I've made those mistakes too many.
This nigga is one. Number one.
Remember Lucas's birthday?
The man at least about 12 inches. Like, there'll be girls broking left and right.
Remember Lucas's birthday? Lucas had a birthday party. It used to be called Coffee. It's currently called Brooklyn Nog. 012.
Oh, I'm up at the baby.
But you know, he came hand in hand, holding her hand as. Talk, you know how much power you were giving her?
No,
I like you so much. These are my friends.
These are my friends.
I want to date you. I want to marry you in the future.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're taking it too far. The thing is, I felt on your birthday party, he took all it of your closest at the right place. Listen, guys.
Sure.
That was the first time we met Hermos.
Personally, I feel like, okay, I do understand where you're coming from and what it means on the surface when you look at it. Actually, what it means in general when you look at it. Mm-hmm. I think my justification is just that, like when I was saying earlier, that I can't half-clutch these things. Like, I have a problem with half-clutching. Like,
yes, you can.
No, I can't. Have you ever seen me, like, chilling with like somebody and half-clutching it?
You can half-clutch how you treat them. Like, I know that there's some that you don't treat the same way you treat the other ones.
Hey, Mara, some people will inspire you differently.
So my point is that you can't half-clutch.
Okay, sharp. I can. Okay, but what I'm saying... with certain people, right, I'm so... I get infatuated in life. I think that's one of my things. I get infatuated. And sometimes you don't know where you are. Because even then, right? Like how you just mentioned now, you had just come out of your relationship. I was fresh out.
Oh, yeah.
I was so fresh you still out. Let your boyfriend
I was volatile, though.
I remember that. I remember you presented. This is the first time this ever happened. And I'm so sorry. You came with this girl and I was just like, yo, Lucas, this is my type.
You literally
presented my type in front of me. Yeah, I was just like, yo, man. And he didn't even like it. I'm like, yo.
I did, though. I was spending so much time with him.
There was a moment where he didn't like it anymore. You're like, ah, I'm full of I'm
the thing is, YTS guys, one thing or maybe it's me. Tell me if you guys relate.
Yeah, no, don't put us in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna start speaking about. I'm gonna start speaking for myself, and then after that, I'm gonna hear if maybe we share the same sentiments.
Okay.
More often than usual, we can't articulate how we feel, like how we really feel about certain things. So rather than do that, we find excuses for why we don't want to be in a specific place. Like, you'd rather avoid dealing with something than addressing it. Like, you don't want to, hey, this is my actual problem with this situation. Rather, I'll bring in some other problem, external problem, and use that as a
catalyst. Now you can put me in there.
Okay. Yeah. You get that.
I get you.
You agree?
That's a bit accurate.
Yeah, so I feel like those, like my situationships and everything that has ever ended in that period, I was dealing with something already. Like, I was dealing with my own things.
Sure. You're trying to replace, get over, used a woman to get over your ex.
You see, but at the problem is that I can't articulate that without making myself feel weak to myself.
Okay.
Like the whole ego conversation we're having.
Yeah, yeah.
You have an ego that tries to protect you and you try to protect yourself. So I can't say it as is. I can't tell the truth and say, yo, I'm still hung up over my ex and I'm getting fucked up.
Yeah.
So rather I'd say, yo, I don't think I'm in a good space. I don't think this is healthy for me.
So have you ever had a situationship in a conscious space? Like, you don't have those things weighing down on you?
Yeah.
How did... Okay.
And would you bring that goal into our...
I wouldn't call it a situation. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a situationship in that respect. In that respect, I'll call it, we understand what's happening. Like, we understand we're in a transition period, if that's what... But those ones are more communication-based.
Yeah.
It's like a friend with benefits, but you not saying, hey... All we want to do is just have a hanky panky and have fun.
Hanky panky.
Yeah, that's what the kids.
Knocking birds. Working with white
knocking
people.
Birds, knocking birds. Oh, let me scratch my back. I'll scratch your back.
Purr.
Quite.
Okay. So now in your guys' situationships, nah. Personally, for me, let me ask you guys: in your situationships, do you guys get with other people?
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
If you were in a situation, would you get other girls?
Okay, let me use my previous.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't.
You wouldn't, no? So you always not see I one wouldn't, person.
But
you wouldn't go out of your way to do it.
I wouldn't treat other girls the way I treat her.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to articulate it. And when why are you asking us questions and we've leaving you? Answer your question.
If I was in a situationship, yeah, I'd see other people. Until we say we're exclusive or Rajola, I'm seeing other people. I might not see other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I fully have the option too if I want to.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah,
and then do you expect the same thing from her? Yeah, I love how niggas pause when that question is asked. When the reverse is asked,
just don't show me. Like, I remember once earlier this year, I was seeing some girl.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, bro, what I said I do.
Yeah,
seeing other people. I'm like, she was like, bro, do your shit. I'll do my shit, but don't even catch me. Don't ever let me catch you see you doing your shit.
Yeah.
Like, be respectful in the sense that, like, if I'm with you, put your phone and do not disturb. Like, don't show me that you talk to other people.
Yeah.
Don't take phone calls in front of me. Like, hide your shit.
Mm.
So, like, yeah, if she hid her shit, I didn't know. Yeah.
Is that like a situationship where friends with benefits? Because that's not money. That sounds very specific.
It was a situation. What was that thing?
I think we should look up the
definition. Yeah, but I feel like we're going to let Google tell us what to believe.
But I wouldn't. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
no man likes seeing the goal that they worked with another man. But obviously, I wouldn't like it, but I wouldn't mind it. I'd understand it.
That's where my problem is.
You don't have the right to be. Like, man.
I think.
I mean, you do. You have the right to feel however. But
yeah,
but you shouldn't.
But in the grand scheme of things, you have no place. You have no platform to be behaving this way. But to answer that question of, would you see other people if you are in a situationship? Depends on who's defining it as a situationship. I could be thinking to myself, this is a vibe. You could be saying this is a situationship. But I'm not. We might interpret the one action two different ways. I might be hanging out with you and chilling with you and whatever. You might think, oh shit, this is serious. Continue, I'm just hanging out because you're cool and I'm having vibes. At the same time, I'm having the same vibes somewhere else. Next it won't hurt to ask.
La strata.
Whoa. Sometimes it wouldn't hurt to ask, but at the same time, you know what you're getting yourself into if you do ask, because the answer you will get is most likely the one that you don't want to hear. But it's better that way because we save everybody the trouble.
Okay, so
true.
Okay,
damn, per.
Oh yeah, actually, I wanted to mention. I know you have like setups. What happens? Like, I want to understand with like situationships. Yeah? You know, when you're in a situationship, and then that moment where feelings, emotions change.
Yeah.
Is there, in these situations, because obviously when I have my perspective or I have my stance and then you have a different stance on what you want to define this thing as, and then obviously you come at a different energy to that person and they obviously you'll get a different reception of that energy. Yeah. Who, is there anybody wrong in that situation? Is there anybody wrong for who having emotions that evolve and say all of a sudden, I want this thing to be serious?
I don't think everyone is wrong, because generally we don't know the definition of a situationship.
Yeah, facts.
So everyone is entitled to feel the way they supposed to feel in that moment, because everyone is like, sure, our emotions are at different levels. Maybe I feel you more, you feel someone more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So we're going to be upset if you don't like the answer. But
have you ever been in that space? Have you ever been the one to
get that?
Change like a situation, like it was first, let's say, a situationship, and then you started catching feelings, and then you wanted. Has that ever happened to you?
Then you addressed. You said, "Yo, I'm catching feelings."
Yeah.
Yes.
You have.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Nigga, that sucked.
But did it? Was it successful or was it not?
It wasn't, because Moody's a life guy. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of what we're doing. Like, let's just
go frosta.
Yeah, go frosta, and then. She's like, nah. I was like, damn.
Damn.
The one that got away. Okay, cool. Sharp.
Yeah. The one that got away. Some people listening to this.
No, at the time. And then when you wanted to transition a situationship.
Never, nothing this year, obviously. Because like, no one this year.
Also, you categorize them by years.
Yeah.
You know, compartmentalize.
I only have 2 years of being single since I started university, probably.
That's like impressive.
Hey, what? Lover boy.
It's like 7,
hey,
dog, 8
super
years
lover.
So in the first year, I'd say there was a girl, and I really liked her, but she had a boyfriend.
Of course.
She told me she broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then we started vibing. And then I was like, yo, we should take this to the next level. But she kept saying, wait, relax, take our time, relax, take our time. And I kept bringing it up. And then eventually I found out that like she actually didn't break up with that boyfriend. So she was with the both of us. But then, same with Bess. It was painful, bro, because I was there, like, basically begging. Once you get a woman to see that you are in the position where you want her more than she wants you, she will take you for a ride.
You reckon?
Like, I felt like I was with a nigga. Like, she was, like, her response was so like, nah, relax, I want to get to know you. Nah, let's go with the flow. Let's take it easy.
I'm laughing at the
So you took, her lines, dog. You really were running them.
I was just acting.
You took her lines and put them in the back pocket. I'm going to use them.
She made me who I am today. You know what I'm talking about.
That's your origin story.
I know exactly
your origin story.
That's the origins.
And that woman, I loved her so much, but she defined, like, me. Like, she showed me what I liked and like love. She showed me how, but I'm even.
Wherever you are, this is what you missed out on. My man was head over heels.
Like, she showed me what I like sexually. Like, she showed me like what like my flavor is, like what my kinks are. Like, I was hella comfortable. She's the first hand to make me feel comfortable in my body. Like,
you are the man you are today because of him.
No, something like that.
He wants to fight it.
Yeah, but nah, she was everything, bro. She was a great person. I actually became friends after that, but then there was a point where, you know, when you can see we both like each other.
Yeah.
And we were doing the same degree, so now we like each other, we're friends, like each other, then it just became really complicated.
That's another thing.
I haven't spoken to her in like 2 years.
What do you do in failed situationships? Actually, I want to hear from...
What a beautiful... Yeah. Wow!
Oh no, I'm swinging. There's no headphones, so I can't hear myself. I want to record with no headsets forever.
Oh, right, no. I've had a couple failed real situationships.
Yeah.
And I always see myself like, because in a situationship, I get so comfortable with the person.
Yeah.
Because I'm a person who likes spending time with you. Like, come to my crib. Like, let's go out for lunch. Like, let's go to the movies. Let's walk my dog. Like, let's go chill my brother.
Oh, romantic. Okay, you doing?
Let's go bowling. Let's go ice skating.
Yeah.
What have you always wanted to do? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Like, let's experience life together. And I see myself like, they'll end, but I always like, if I'm like alone, I always go back to them low key because of the way I end. Yeah. So like they end and we're always cool. One of them this year is not cool.
Yeah.
She wants to be cool, but I know that like she's not cool. Like she needs to get over.
What makes you, she needs to get over.
Like, she fully fell in love with me and she's like in cover. And I'm just like, yeah, you won't be able to handle us just
being friends.
Yeah. Playing around, like beating around the
Do bush. You sometimes trust, you see, I understand with that one, right? Do you ever become... I think, okay, look, before I ask that question, actually beg to you, let me ask you the same question that I asked him of. What do you do with situationships that haven't worked out to being
that
relationships?
Have expired.
That have expired. Whoa.
They have.
They have exceeded the best before they...
Yeah, best before. I'm sorry. I'm above that joke.
your name is a punchline. Yeah.
They belong in the Matrix, dog, like after that.
Yeah, like it's done.
You don't have anything to do with that. Like, if you go back... Same thing's gonna happen, probably.
That is true.
Me during drafting season, I'd be bringing back my old players, bro.
Redrum.
Yeah, I evaluate the performance in the previous season. I'm like, okay, what can we change? Maybe I can communicate a little bit more.
You know,
is that going?
I can't do that with a
How is that going?
How is that working out? How's that working out for you?
Like a couple, like in the past, like, so like, let's say with this one person, like we were together and then we stopped and together and we stopped, together and we stopped.
Yeah.
Every time we like start again, we like basically give each other closure and we speak about like what we didn't like and then we try again and then I remember why it expired.
Why did you think you would play out differently?
But then each time I go back, I always go back with way less emotions, way less feelings and like less expectations.
Yeah.
Because she's disappointed me so much. I'm like, you know what? Ah, dog, you're disappointed.
So you're settling.
I'm settling for companionship. I actually tweeted about this, bro. I'm like, yo, our will and our like urge for companionship is holding us back, bro.
Mara, it's human. We are human beings. Nature. What else are we gonna do? But we're social creatures.
It sucks so much because it's like, bro, now imagine me now. I'm with this person. I can see she sucks, bro. She's just literally enjoying a soft life. Like, I think she just literally loves being around Tato Rampedi.
Yeah.
She loves the lifestyle. She likes
Kim Dog.
It's just comfort.
Yeah.
And like, I keep going back to this person. And it's like, why? Why? Because I'm alone, bro. Because I like chilling with someone. And I had a point where obviously I was comfortable with her and vulnerable with her. So I can be myself around her. So it's like, do I go find a new girl who I have to talk to, get to know her, or just go back, be like, you know, enjoy 5 hours, 6 hours, chilling with this hand, and then she bounces.
That's crack, because you're feeding your... You
say that's crack? Self,
yeah.
Oh, yes, that
it's
is
like
crack.
A drug, because you're feeding your own self.
Opinion.
Facts.
Like, you, all you're doing is just for you.
Yeah, she's just very selfish
to just eat the companionship. But it's
as much as she's feeding my companionship, she's also eating.
There is something. She wouldn't just be here to feed my companionship.
Wow.
You wouldn't just be here to
feed
my
experience.
Yeah, like, no, not you
know? Too. No, really, it's all beneficial for everybody.
Yeah, bro. Yo, it's the worst thing. But it's life, bro. I feel like I'm learning. And like I feel like as we have these conversations, also opens my eyes. Like, yo, damn, I actually shouldn't be speaking to that person.
But I mean, at the same time, earlier we were having a conversation outside about that feeling that you might have where, well, not even a feeling. It's more of a what you need to decide between two things. Either, you know, when sometimes the highs are high and you're having a great time with somebody, but the lows are pretty low. Like the things you don't like are very...
They're screaming. Yeah.
But the highs are so high that you can neglect those things that you keep going back. Let's see what something, the example that with what you just mentioned, right? Yeah. That perhaps, from where I'm standing, perhaps it might be that you're going back because the good times are great. The companionship bangs.
Yeah.
It feels good.
I always think like maybe crack. These people
are like
I always think you know what, maybe I should just be making these hands my friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because like you earn whatever. I sub a while there.
You earn the red part.
Yeah, I earn the companionship. So it's like I want to be around them. I don't necessarily enjoy being emotional, being like sexual with them. Maybe they should just be my friends.
But friendship also has emotion. But I know what you're
it does have emotions.
But then physical. It's like if I have a female friend, I can tell about my feelings. If I'm seeing a hand, you don't even know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vulnerability is, I don't know why it's weird. I'm more comfortable being vulnerable with my friends, like my boys, than a girl I like.
Yeah, for sure, because you become weak.
I had to unlearn
that. That is crazy.
I had to unlearn that because obviously I see my girl way more.
That's you different, bro. You're in a stable relationship. We're talking about this situation.
Oh, now we outside.
Of course, relationship must speak about your feelings, unpack.
Yeah.
Tell her where you're at.
Like in a relationship, I still feel a bit, just a tad bit reluctant because I always feel like when I meet somebody new, no? I'm offloading, I feel like I'm offloading so much in such a short time that the interpretation of it might be misconstrued a little bit as compared to, you see with you niggas, right? Mm. You guys have known me over time. Things have unfolded in dribs and drabs. And when you found out new information, it's not overwhelming. You say you'll interpret new information as in with respect to the old information. You know who I am.
Yeah.
So if I say something, right, you can gauge, is this his character? Is this not his character? Or maybe, is this something that he would be in? Is this, you can interpret information with like new information with enough background.
Okay.
So when it's someone new, I'm offloading so much of it. And I feel like the way you're going to read this is not how it actually is. I need you to have enough context to read this properly.
Yeah.
So it takes time to open up and be that vulnerable.
I get you. Like information overload. There's too much, and then they can misconstrue it as he's offloading this much information. That means he feels comfortable with me. That means now we can move on to Rajola and step out this border of situationship land.
Yeah, or even apart from just that alone, it's more of a, like, you know, a person's character, you need to read it in context. So sometimes, let's say, I express a story something I went through, and I'm like, oh my God, he's broken. Because of my experiences, you would assume I am. But if you know me, you know that I am very open about, like, well, to an extent, on what I feel comfortable about, what I've been through. And even if something had happened in the past that makes me feel a specific way, doesn't necessarily mean it affects me now. I'm just very open now to talk about or something. Yeah. And then they might interpret that differently. So I think vulnerability, it's very delicate. It's sensitive. And that's why I think we take so long to open up about certain things.
Nah, for sure. I actually want to end
that part.
Yeah, we did unpack.
So if we had to like speak about
short time,
like to the people, if to say like, yo guys, listen up, we want to define the rules and regulations of situationships. What are two or three things, many things that you guys want to speak about from each person? I'll say mine. You guys can add on.
Yeah.
Number one, in public, let's not touch each other, please. No PDA. Number two, understand what we are.
This guy.
If we send rules in the beginning, let's stay to those rules. If you develop feelings and you want to change what's happening, speak to me. So I can remind you what the rules that we said in the beginning are. I want to chill with your friends. I shouldn't make you chill with my friends.
Okay.
It's like a false perception.
He's a two.
I think I'm going to keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah. If we're chilling for a long period of time, my sister, of course I want to provide for you and take care of you, but I'm not your man. So sometimes cough up, my sister, like, inshallah, take out the purse. Let's do something. Because
situationship.
When I was chilling every other day, dog, and you would do the same thing. We're basically like on the same level, like, you know how much you can imagine how much I earn. I can imagine how much you earn. Let's make it fair.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to date you. So like.
So it's like friends with benefits. This
yeah. Thing. And then five, like, bro, like, don't just like don't talk to me too much. Like.
Are you speaking to someone?
this is
very specific.
Let's leave, dog. Let's leave.
I think we should
leave.
He's speaking to someone. This guy.
No, and I said, like, don't talk to me too much in the sense that, like, bro, if you talk to me too much, you might develop the feelings.
Okay.
And if you develop the feelings, you must come to me and tell me how you feel. Because,
yeah.
I mean, like, as much as I'm saying, come, if you come, tell me, I'm going to tell you and remind you. I might also catch feelings, so I might change my mind.
Yeah.
I might be like, damn, I've been feeling the same way. But 9 times out of 10, if I have those feelings, you will be aware of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my.
So maybe okay. Let me not be.
I can keep going.
No, I just wanted to ask you.
You covered a lot of it.
Also, like when we're speaking, like let's not plan for the future too much.
Yes, the future is so much pressure.
Even we are unknown.
I don't know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow.
You wanna go to the zoo next year?
Now we're having a family and kids. Whoa, too much anxiety.
I don't even know your last name.
I didn't know. As a big was a eh?
Nah, what's the title?
Shout out to Lil Wayne and Fetty for real. Yeah, those are my rules, man. Yeah. At the same time, like, let's have fun. Like, take it easy. Like, see other people as well. Like, be cool.
Yeah, but that thing, why is it really visa? Go, must be seen.
Yeah.
Kitty vibes.
Kitty vibes.
And but like,
one thing we should definitely speak about is, like, our sexual activities. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is,
you gotta be clean about that.
Other people,
yeah, that needs to be
a conversation.
Yeah, that's a conversation that needs to be had.
Because for me, if I'm seeing you, I'm probably gonna be only smashing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think more often than usual, smashing. You know,
I'm like having sex with you. Smashing sounds so
old, my boy.
Hectic,
yeah.
Yeah.
Except
okay, but that covered a lot of it.
So you guys agree with what I'm saying?
Yeah. Most 90% agree.
Oh, that's a safe answer.
I think for me, like, there's like one thing I would highlight about situationships is
situationship. Sorry.
Have fun.
Like
the beginning stages of a relationship, I believe, should be about getting to know each other, having fun, having the time of your life. Shouldn't be so caught up on, hey, what is this? What are we gonna do? You'll know. And I'll know home feel like if I'm the only person you are hanging out with. Joe, when you tell me, you can feel it. Like, there's some genuine. I'm gonna use that genuinity or whatever the word is. I still haven't figured that shit out. But it's something genuine about it. There's something genuine about the interaction, the feeling. Unless it's a pathological liar, then you know. Once you find out, you clearly know. Or damn, I should give away. Yeah. But other than that, to enjoy it, and if it's meant to be, it will progress into a relationship.
God damn, you guys covered it. I don't have anything else to add on that because Tato covered all the points.
Specifics one by one.
Tato covered all the points.
Also, on what Lucas was saying, if you actually just like relax and take it easy, you'll be surprised at what can actually happen.
Yep.
Like if you remove the pressures, like now every time asking me what are we?
Hey, now
get comfortable. Looking at the pressure. Guy,
I sound like such a bad person on this, but guys, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us 3 stars, comment down. If you're going to give us 3 stars, give us 5 and then tell us why. Mm-hmm. Gonna give us 3 stars. As my name is Mike's Best J Ngube, Prime Time.
Also, Luke, you must
shout out to Best J.
You must tell us what is the situationship.
Yeah, definitely. We need that.
Shout out to you, my nigga. You really came through and did this.
Damn, I know, my daddy.
Damn, toast.
Yeah, Mike toast. Y'all had to get the best.
Shut up,
my daddy's out.
Daddy, you're fired.
You're fired. We gotta replace me.
Lucas fired you,
sir.
Show.
Show.